This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Little Bear's Two Caves, written by myself, Joaquin A. Figueroa. Little Bear's Two Caves help children who have been either directly or indirectly impacted by divorce and separation. It helps them focus on the individual time spent with both mommy and daddy, respectively, in their own caves. You can purchase Little Bear's Two Caves on Amazon. They have the Kindle version or the paperback version. The paperback will be delivered to your home in as little as 2 weeks. So please give the gift of understanding and order your copy today.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Asylum Podcast, the most prolific podcast in the world. And as always, I am your humble host, Joaquin Figueroa. And today, I have a very special gentleman joining me on this conversation. You may have heard about him and his business throughout the town lately. Barbecue is something we all enjoy, something we all love. And he shares a little bit of his passion for barbecue in every meal that he shares. So without further ado, the co-owner of Bubby's Barbecue, Mr. Terrell McLean. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Just kind of getting into this new year and you know, trying to get that feeling of of just 2020 out in the background and just starting to feel good about it. You know what I mean?
Man. Try to have a fresh start for 2021, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, you recently opened up your own location, but when you and I first initially talked back in, like, I want to say it was like early 2020, mid 2020, obviously a lot of craziness was going on. So, we never had a chance to talk, but back then you were out in like the Webster area, correct?
Yeah. I mean, me and my wife, we started, what happened was because of COVID-19, I lost my full-time job. So after that, I just started like making barbecue plates right from the house in Webster, every Sunday, just hustling, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, each week it got better and better, which led to pop-ups during the summer. And, you know, and now we're here, you know, at the restaurant.
That's awesome, man, because I knew that, you were telling me about the pop-up stuff, and, you know, it was really hard to not notice the buzz start, you know, buzzing around about you and your business, and then the images, the videos of the barbecue, and, man, I can't tell you, like, how amazing that your food looks, and yeah, so like,
appreciate
like,
it. Thank
like,
you. Thank
like
you.
Even if you've never had it, it's really hard not to notice that Bubby's Barbecue is starting to have like a big buzz around the city. But I want to go a little bit further than that. So I know, you said in 2020 you lost your job and everything, and that kind of got you into the motion of, hey, I have nothing else to lose, let me take this leap. Mm-hmm. But even before then, because obviously your name's Terrell, let us know like where, you know, where the love of barbecue came in, the recipes and everything that kind of, you know, that solidified the fact that, hey, I'm making this leap and this is what I want to do. So where did that all come about?
No, it came about, me and my wife, we moved here from New York City in January 2017. I always had a passion for cooking. And barbecue. My mother and my mom's side is from the South, South Carolina. So, you know, growing up every summer, every Labor Day weekend, we would go down to South Carolina and eat at our family restaurant, you know, for barbecue. So I've always had a love for barbecue, but I couldn't really do it because I was always living, you know, in the city, you know, in New York City. So once we moved here in 2017, I had the opportunity to really focus and practice on the craft of barbecue. And I just became addicted, you know, obsessed, you know, like, you know, every weekend, every chance I had to, you know, to practice on the craft, that's what I did. And, you know, like I said, I've always loved to cook, but, you know, now, you know, once we moved to Rochester, it was like, you know, now I got the opportunity to to have the backyard to, you know, actually practice, you know, on the craft of barbecue and, you know, right. just keep going. I also got, you know, family that barbecue down in South Carolina. So it's just always been part of my blood.
No, that's dope. And a lot of people come to Rochester and feel that, you know, that sense of, man, I can make it here, especially coming from like a bigger city. So you said you were living in New York, in New York City. And it's a whole different ball game because over there you have so much more competition, so much like it's, you know, it's such a higher cost of living. And, you know, people that aren't from Rochester come here and all they see is opportunity. And it's very weird because I always kind of find it strange that people from Rochester don't see the same opportunity. I think it's because we're used to it. So
there's
you know,
a lot of opportunity up here, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
There is.
There's a lot of opportunities up here. You know that man. That's one of the first things I noticed when I first moved up here. It was like, wow. I mean, it was like I had like a odd job when I first got up here. You know, when I was doing messenger work, whatever. You know, office work, and you know, I was just like, man. You know, I had a chance to walk around the city and learn the city. And I'm just like, man, it's a lot of opportunity up here, man.
Yeah. Rochester is one of those areas, man. You could really flourish. I want to just speak on that just for a little bit, because I have a good listenership here in Rochester. And, that was one of the purposes of, you know, of starting this podcast is because I know me personally growing up here, I didn't really realize the opportunities that we have here in Rochester and, you know, listening to stories such as your own and, you know, taking that leap of faith and really establishing something in this city, I think kind of speaks to the youth or anyone of any age here in Rochester, to go ahead and possibly, you know, you have those opportunities, take that leap of faith, as long as you have your plan, as long as, you know, you have a good product on your hand. And even if you don't, you can fine tune it, you know, but it's definitely like your food, you know, looks amazing. I haven't had the chance to try some just yet, but I'm making it out.
And come out there, man. Come on now,
bruh. I can't even explain to you the lack of scheduling that I've had the past few years. But everything is changing. Yeah. Everything is evolving. Everything is great. So I definitely plan on getting out and getting in there and experiencing. But even then, right? So like, there's a thing here, right? And like your stuff is popping up everywhere now. Like I could see your barbecue. I could see your Instagram post. You're popping up on podcasts, on news sources, everything. And, you know, it's just like, I was just like, man, Bubby's blowing up right now. Like his stuff is everywhere, yo. And it's wonderful to see, quite honestly. But back
I appreciate
to the,
it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I wanted to ask you about, the name. So the name was your father's, right?
Yeah. Bubby's Barbecue is named after my father. He passed away 5 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I didn't know. I appreciate it. Thank you. I didn't know that after he passed away that he always wanted a sandwich restaurant. Restaurant. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that until my mom told me. And after she told me that, you know, after she told me that he always wanted a small spot but never did it, I was like, man, you know what? You know, I'm going to do it, you know, and I'm going to name it after him and live off his legacy and build my own legacy and also create something for my son too.
Yeah. For sure. No. And you have you're setting a precedence for the rest of the lineage now, you know what I mean? So that's amazing. It's amazing. That it just kind of happened that way, right? Your father had that want, to pursue that dream. And wasn't able to carry that out, and now his son, unbeknownst to him, is carrying out that dream. And I know he's smiling down at you, man. He's smiling.
I feel his spirit, you know. A lot of things has just happened that out of nowhere. I'm just like, wow, you know. So, you know, if you had told me last year that I would have a storefront right now, I'd be like, you know, definitely during a pandemic, I'm just like, nah.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a wild time to start things off. But in all honesty, it was a great time for you to really plan it out, for you to build up, you know, and kind of do things with at a certain pace, right? There wasn't that pressure to really deliver, because you could, you know, and in that, and I want to touch on that too, because you did start something in, you know, during a pandemic. How exactly did you get through that whole thing? Were you like able to sell plates, since you were delivering and everything? Cause I know that you were able to at least build on the look of the location and get everything right. But you know, bills had to be paid somehow. How'd you get?
Yeah, obviously I was getting unemployment. So, I mean, yeah. At that time, a lot of restaurants were shutting down, mm-hmm. Because of new laws and new rules and all that. So everybody wanted curbside pickup, mm-hmm. you know, so that's how we really got started, you know, just curbside pickup. Perfect. You know, come downstairs, drop off the food, mask on, gloves on. That's it. You know, they pay, you know, online or whatever.
Perfect.
And, you know, so that's how we took advantage of that. I think in hindsight, you know, it worked out because COVID-19 worked out because everybody was trying to, you know, have curbside pickup or delivery, you know. So we took advantage of that. It did get pretty hectic at times because my wife was also pregnant.
Okay.
I understand. There was definitely some Sundays where, you know, we just ran out of space. But we made it work, and at the same time was also able to make connections with other people, which led to other opportunities.
Hey, that's beautiful, man. Everything, I always like to say that, right? And I'm a big fan of, you know, the thought of the universe is much bigger than what we are here. You know, and trying to, and you know, the whole positive, you send out positivity, you know, that positivity is what you get back, but also, whatever you put out, however you look at the world, right? That's how you know, you're able to get through certain things. And it seems like you were, you know, whereas a lot of people, and don't get me wrong, there were a lot of really, truly horrible things that have happened to different families during this pandemic. But, you know, that was the basis of my last episode. I wanted to talk about, like, us focusing on the good and focusing on the good things that came and the positives. And that's like a positive aspect for you, you know, pandemic was a horrible thing, but it allowed for certain things to move in a very specific way. And you were able to, you know, to flourish in that environment. And a lot of that has to do with your outlook on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, once, you know, I got laid off, it was like, all right, well, I got to do something, you know, so yeah. I'm not going to just sit home and be lazy. I mean, I knew that, my wife was working from home, you know, so she was happy about that. I mean, at the time too, it was like, everybody didn't know like all the facts about the virus. We all were scared. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, we run out of toilet paper and paper towels and you know, I was just like, all right, I'm going to be home. I'm gonna stay home and, you know, be with my family, and then figure this out. How I'm gonna sell some food. And fortunately the meat markets were still open, but yeah, it was times where I had to wait in line for 45 to an hour and a half just to get inside the meat market mm-hmm. to get meats, for Sundays. So I just stay positive. I'm like, hey, I don't know how long I'm gonna be home for, whatever. But this is also what I love to do. So it didn't feel like work.
Yeah.
I just love to do it. You know, and now I got opportunity to do it all the time. You know, that was my thinking at the time.
Right. Bro, and you made it happen. You made it happen for real.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's another thing, man. We all kind of went through it together. You know what I mean? I wanted to really speak on that because we did. We all, some of us flourished a little bit more, and some of us had some really horrendous stuff, but we're all making it through, and 2021 seems so much brighter, so much better, at least to me.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way, bro. I feel the same way.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to ask you, too. So obviously, like, barbecue, in my opinion, right, when it comes to barbecue, there's not a lot of – there's not a whole lot of competition in Rochester when it comes to that. You might have, like, one or two little places. If not, it's more of a chain. You know what I mean? But I wanted to really ask you what – when someone's making a decision on the barbecue joint that they want to try out, that they want to go to, what sets you apart from the competition here in Rochester?
Well, I think number one is the flavors. It's different flavors. You know, we got different sauces. It's also a seasonal menu. So right, what we have right now is going to change in the spring and summer.
Perfect.
And also, if you drive past Bubby's Barbecue on 489 South Avenue, you're going to see the huge, you know, 500-gallon smoker called Goliath. No one up here has that.
Oh, man, that thing is huge.
It's huge. You know, so, I mean, you can't miss it. So you already know you're getting, you know, real authentic barbecue, you know, smoked with real wood at all times.
Okay.
And you see the wood outside. And then another thing, too, is I smoke the meats and then also finish them off on the grill close to service time. So you also see the Weber out there as well.
Okay.
So that adds extra flavor to the barbecue. Our side dishes, too, once again, it's made fresh, you know, daily. A lot of flavor. I think number one is, like, really about flavor.
Okay.
You know, flavor being fresh, you know, you could taste the smoke, you could taste the, put the, you know, the wings or the ribs on the grill, you could taste that when I finish them off. I think that's, you know, that's the main important thing. So I think that's what sets us apart.
Are you a dry rub or that sauce has to be wet?
No, it's dry rub.
Dry rub. Okay.
Yeah. So I let people eat, actually taste the meat, taste the smoke, and then we have sauce on the side. I know some places, you know, put a lot of sauce on their food, but I just keep everything, like, just let you taste the smoke.
Yeah.
Which is flavor, you know what I mean? So, and then, you know, put the sauce on the side and, you know, take it from there. So,
in my humble...
during the summer, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, please, finish.
I mean, during the summer, I might, like, you know, put sauce on the ribs during the summer while I'm grilling, because I'll be outside the whole time, you know what I mean? But right now, you know, I'll just, you know, keep the sauce on the side.
Oh, yeah, no, and to me, that's a testament to how the food really is, like, a more of a passion, because you can hide a lot of stuff, you know, in that sauce, you know? You want to offer it up right up front. With a little bit of a dry rub, you know, have that meat tasting good on its own. And if you want to dip, you could dip. But that's one thing. I commend you on that, because not a lot of people are willing to put that meat flavor by itself, you know, on your plate. You could decide after that. And go ahead.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's always a debatable, you know, topic at barbecue. I mean, you know, sauce, no sauce, you know what I mean? You know, rub, no rub. I mean, it's always debatable, but I feel like, you know, right now it's like, all right, let's just let the meat do the talking. I mean, you know, and you put the sauce on the side and, you know, if they want to dip, they dip. If not, you know, if not, but, you know, yeah, I mean, it's always a debatable topic, always.
Oh, know? I already know.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I already know. I don't know if you could tell from there, but I've had some barbecue in my time, okay? I'm not a stranger to the good tasting food.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, how do you like your barbecue?
So for me, I'm more, I generally, like, again, I was born and raised here in Rochester. And like I explained, like there wasn't a whole lot of barbecue places unless they were like a bigger kind of chain or like chain-esque. So like whenever I've gone, it's just like however they serve it. So it's just like I love my, you know, ribs saucy and everything like that. But that's what we know here, right? Everything, I think, has sauce like all over it. So that's why I say to you that it's a testament to the, you know, to the flavor of the meat, because now as I grow older and I learn a little bit more about like the art of like barbecuing and cooking food in general, right? There's different elements of it add to the flavor, like the smoking and, you know, the type of wood that you throw in there. So like, I'm at the point in my life where, although like I did a lot of the chain stuff for so long, that now I'm more of a, I try to be more of a connoisseur for that, for like it, like, again, like I reached out to you early on because your meat look, you know, like the food looks amazing. It looks flavorful and you can just see that like right off the bone, like things like that. Are what I'm looking for now. Right. I don't want to have to, always have to tear through meat to, you know, just to get the good parts and all of that. Nah, man, it's just like, yo, I want that to be like butter. I want it to be smooth. I don't like have it falling apart. So for me, it's all about that extra, you know, that the extra steps that you take to put that flavor in. And I already know, man, it's trust me, there's going to be no competition. there already isn't any competition, you know.
But I appreciate it, but I mean, I just focus on the craft, and you know, I mean, focus on what, you know, I mean, we gotta get better, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, no matter how good we do or the reviews, I mean, always in my mindset is I gotta get better, because my vision is bigger than you know what it is right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like one of the top, you know, in the nation of pitmaster. I want to be in the conversation at least.
You know what? And
at the end of the day.
Yeah. No. And you know what? That attitude that you're having about it right now speaks a lot about that, right? So nothing that you do, you should ever be complacent in. Just like right now, you're getting all the recognition that you deserve for you know, your style currently, and all that really does is it speaks to the ability that, hey, this guy has something to offer. But that should never, never put you in a place where you feel like, yo, you don't have the opportunity to grow in your craft, right? Because there's going to be something new that's thrown in your way. You don't want everybody to just be like, oh, Bubby's Barbecue is the same thing that it was. You know, never, man. Never.
I think the thing that people like the style of barbecue I do, like I said before, man, it's like, it's all wood. It's all fire. Mm. And it's also difficult. It's not easy. You know? So I don't, you know, maybe, you know, if I have time, maybe in the future I'll post some of the difficulties at times, but there's difficulties, you know, with cooking the way I cook, you know, it's not easy, you know, so people don't see that. And so I wouldn't, you know, I have no time to be complacent. I don't care how many good reviews we have. It's always something. You guys may not know it, but I know. Okay, I made a mistake today, you know, and I'm going to fix it. This is what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do better the next day and the next day. You know, there's always something you have to learn when it comes to barbecue. It's a craft, man, and it takes years. It takes years, man, to you know, get to that top level. Mm-hmm. I'm not at all thinking about, you know, being complacent or, you know, thinking of this and that. Nah, I'm just trying to get better every single week.
Hey, man, all you really have to do is just know that somebody is out there copying what Bubby's Barbecue is doing. With the changing of like your menu and everything like that, just keeping everything seasonal, I think that's a great idea. Just because when somebody, you know, when the competition comes out and they go, I think I got it, Bubby's Barbecue hits you with something else that you never even thought of. You know what I mean? You didn't even think like, oh, they came hard with that. You know,
man, I got some ideas, man. Y'all, you didn't see everything yet. So.
No. And I already know because your mindset is in a spot where it's just constantly, you know, evolution is constant and consistent. So, you know, I salute you on all of the on
I salute you too.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. But I salute you on all of your success on coming out of 2020 a new business owner and, you know, having a locale location on your new baby. I did hear that, you know, somewhere in the conversation there.
Yeah,
boy or girl?
Boy, yeah, man. Boy. His name is Xavier. So, hey. I mean, he's 8 months old. So,
hey, there you go. See, I had my daughter was born in January of 2020. So, she's about to turn one. So, you know, salute to the parents.
Salute to you, man.
Salute to the babies of 2020, man. My eldest daughter is chilling here in the studio. She just looked at me like, what about me? I love you too, baby. Man, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad to see you, you know, you evolved during this, this troublesome time that we all kind of experienced. And now we're all looking ahead, you know, at what's next. We've already been through the worst of it. At least in my opinion, knock on wood, but by the worst of it, what I mean is like the mental part of it, right? When we thought everything was good, right? For a long time, we thought that the world was about as bad as it was going to be. And then we all got rocked a little bit, with just changes in our lives and whatnot. And from here on out, that's what I mean by we gotten through the worst of it, right? Because now we are aware that something can happen in this world that will change the way that we look at life, the way that we live our lives, the way that we do things. And bro, you came out victorious. So definitely salute to you on that.
I mean, so do you. I mean, like I said, I mean, we talked earlier, you know, in the year, you know, and what inspired me too was when, you know, you was making those videos walking around and talking. And I mean, I hit you up and I was just like, man, I appreciate what you're doing. Cause you know, that inspired me during this whole process. During that time, that's when I was doing the Mills of Webster and I told you, I mean, you know,
struggled
with the confidence at times and, or overthink things.
You know?
I mean, I'm definitely too hard on myself. So, you know, seeing your videos at that time, man, I really appreciate it because it really, you know, inspired me a lot more and, you know, motivated me, you know, gave me a lot of positive energy definitely during this, you know, whole time, you know. So I really appreciate that, man. I really appreciate it.
Bro, in all honesty, you know, like these those solo videos can be a little bit daunting, right? Where every time I would hit record, it's because I had another friend of mine who would like push me to just say your mind, you know, speak your mind and give your truth. And I appreciate you saying that because I oftentimes I'm hitting record and I'm feeling, sometimes you feel stupid for essentially talking to yourself, right? And then I have to remind myself that with me being more and more honest with not just myself, with me being honest with myself helps with me being honest with everybody else. So and me sharing that, like my thoughts out to the world, even though like to me, I feel stupid because I have a camera on me and I'm walking, I don't know really, I'm just kind of winging it because I'm just speaking what's on my heart. You never know, and that's a testament to it, right? You never know who's listening.
You know, yeah, man. You never know who's watching. You know, I mean, like I
never
said,
know.
Man, when I saw like one of your videos, I'm just sitting there playing NBA 2K, and I'm just like, I had to stop. I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta watch this video, man. You know, because I was going through the same thing you was talking about at that time, and that's why I hit you up. And I'm glad you posted that video because, I mean, I think that's one of the things that changed the game for Bubby's Barbecue in the long run.
Hey, look at that. And I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah, you didn't.
No.
that's why I hit you up and told you.
Yeah. Hey, man. And, you know, I appreciate you telling me that because that just, you know, gives me that fire to keep going. And know that that what I'm doing actually, you know, like people are listening, people care. And, you know, and that's exactly why I do it, because someone else is probably going through the same thing. And I like for people to know that, hey, you're not alone in that.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, bro, keep going, man. I mean, you got to make more videos of that, man.
Yeah.
I really, I'm missing them.
Amen. I struggled a lot, especially with the weight thing and because I really held on to the thought that, I'm a person. I lost a whole ton of weight and for a long time that was like my identity, and I had to let myself relax on that. And just know that, hey, I'm a person too. And when I do it again, people at least will know, that my struggle, was a lot more than just the physicality of it, right? Mental, the mentality, like what goes through our head and what we tell ourselves, man, it's a powerful thing in both positive and negative ways. So I'm glad that you were able to push past that, and just really like dominate this food industry, man, because I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't good.
He's like, I'm not gonna say about dominate, but hey, bro, you're
I appreciate it, man. I mean, we all working hard, man. So I appreciate my staff, appreciate my partner. Shout out to Demetrius. I'm just trying to, just try to make it, man.
Hey, man. When I say dominate, I don't mean that as in like, however you feel about it, that's the truth, because whatever you feel like you're able to accomplish, I believe in that. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And what I mean by dominate, I don't necessarily mean like, I like to think like he's killing everybody out here. But at the same time, it's just like, you know what? It's not even about competition with this restaurant, that restaurant, whatever. You opened up a new location. You went from, pop-ups and, doing it out of your truck, the food truck and whatnot out in Webster. Now you have a physical location with the biggest freaking smoker possibly in Rochester. So when I say dominating, I mean you had a vision. You had a dream. You went for it. You have a physical location that people could come in and taste your food. And you're still up and running. You have a staff. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean by you're dominating. Yeah. And don't sell yourself short, bro. You're regardless of, I know that feeling, right? Of where you're aiming for up here, right? Yep. And even though you're not there, right? You're like right here. But I'm not there yet, so I'm not dominating. No, because, and I want to let you know why you need to believe you're dominating. Because when you get there, your thought of what you want to do is going to be just a little bit higher, and you're never going to feel that. But it's important for you to know that you're killing it, that you're making all of the right moves in the right direction. And, yeah, pat yourself on the back, man. You're dominating.
I mean, I appreciate it, bro. I mean, I think right now, like I said, we're getting better each week. Staff and everything. I mean, we all learn everything, so it's all new. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I mean, when you're used to doing everything yourself or having your other partner, which was my wife, helping out. I ain't gonna lie. I got some trust issues here and there, but I'm getting better, each week. I mean, I see the bigger picture. I ain't dumb. I mean, I know our food is banging.
give yourself that credit. Man. My food is banging. All right.
I keep it real with you. I know we the shit. I'm just saying, yo.
Yeah, and that's how you should always feel. Yo, my food is the shit. It's the best. Yeah, that's it. Period.
I mean, I know that part. I mean, I'm just saying, though. I'm looking at the bigger picture, I mean, it's always room for improvement. This has a basketball player where I have a night where he scores 50 or 40, and then the next night 11 or 12. That can happen with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, or us, Bubby. So,
yep.
That's why I never look back. I just look forward. I'm like, I'm a very competitive person. So I just keep it a buck all the time. So it's just like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. This time's pat myself in the back a little bit, just a little bit.
You have to.
But then the next day is like, all right, brand new day,
Yep,
So yep.
It's a brand new day with new opportunities and more opportunity to grow. So I love, I love that. I love that, man. There are times, there are times to be humble, and you should, you know, I'm a firm believer, man. You know, being humble is a great trait to have, but just remember in your mind, you ain't got to be that humble. You ain't got to be that humble up here, man. Keep yourself on the straight and narrow, but filter it a little bit from what comes out of your mouth. But up here, man, you got to know that you're the best.
I mean, you always got to believe in yourself at all times.
For sure.
You got, you know, so 100-200% believe in my recipes. I know the work I put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make the barbecue taste good, or, you know, and cook the meats, and it's not easy, you
right.
know, and, you know, not a lot of people up here could do that. So, I know that part, you know,
yeah.
at the same time, you know, still, it's always something that could be better, and I'm still learning.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm a student of the game. I'm still learning, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I look up to a lot of pit masters, you know, out there nationwide. And I just want to be in the conversation when it's all said and done, you know, so I'm always going to be, my foot is always going to be on the pedal,
mm-hmm.
fast, hard, aggressive, because we have opportunity. Also, at the same time, the food scene in Rochester is really, really growing.
It is. Rochester, I mean, the food scene, I see a lot of growth. For a long time, actually, we didn't really see a lot of that in Rochester, and it's real. It's beautiful to see that now we're becoming, you know, known for good food, for good places to go and eat, and you know, it's tough because of just the New York State laws that that had to have a lot of people kind of, you know, shut down a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
or offer their you know, their great food and you know, great drinks and everything in strange ways, just to stay afloat. But like I said, man, I think we're, you know, nearing the tail end of that. And, you know, people such as yourself, that took the opportunity to just grow in that time and really fine tune, you're just going to come harder. You know what I mean? I mean,
you got a lot of talent, you know, chefs up here,
mm-hmm.
That's, you know, about to make Rochester really blow up and, you know, and get that credit that the city deserves.
Yeah.
So I'm very, you know, proud to be part of that scene as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I mean, the food scene is blowing up in Rochester. Yeah.
And I can't wait to, you see, I told you, man, I've been struggling with my weight, and I know that the food scene is blowing up, and like now my schedule is opening up, and I'm like, yo, I could go here, I could go there.
Yeah,
it's like I'm getting happy about it. And I just got to remind myself, hey, man, cheat days are real, okay?
Yeah, cheat days is real. And then I'm working on a recipe for cauliflower wings. So if you want to come through, get that. You don't feel bad about that. You
know? No.
Fried green tomatoes. I mean,
yeah. So you're working on the vegan menu and the vegetarian options in there.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, not too many, but I mean, I'm just trying to have like just a couple options for everything. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta have something, man. Gotta have something for everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah, for everybody.
I love it. I love where your mind is at. I love that you're striving to be, you know, that you have the bigger picture and plan in mind, and you know, you have a plan for that, and you're just trying to be the best. So I will always be a believer in you, and I'm quite honestly, I can't wait to see what you know, this was the humble beginnings of Bubby's Barbecue with, you know, the food truck, and now you know, now your spot. And dude, I can't wait to see what it evolves to, you know, within the next 5 to 10 years, just to kind of see the expansion and where your mind is at.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank you. I appreciate the support, you know, from you and from everybody in the city so far. It's, you know, it's been overwhelming, but I appreciate everything, you know. So, I mean, every day, I eat, breathe, sleep, barbecue. So,
Perfect.
I mean, you guys are always going to get that. you're always going to get that good food, you know. So, I mean, when I know when I mess up, then I'm going to fix it the next day and or whatever. So, I mean, it's like, yo, I mean, it's just, I just want to give this, you know, the city of Rochester a great experience at all times.
Perfect, brother. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you're doing for the, you know, for the food scene here in Rochester. Please let everyone know where they could, you know, where they could come and meet you and taste your food, websites, IG, give them everything.
All right. Well, we're located at 489 South Avenue, Rochester, New York. You can't miss it. You know, you're going to see the smoker right outside and also smell the smoke. My IG is, Bubby's Barbecue, BUBBYSBBQ. And, same thing for the Facebook. So we also have a website called BubbyBarbecueROC.com. Where you also can place orders as well. And that's also where our menu is located at.
Awesome, guys. You heard it here first, man. Very, very good guy. Please visit Bubby's Barbecue. You know, as soon as you have an opportunity, I promise you, if you even log into, like, if you follow them on Instagram, it won't be long before you start ordering this food. Because I'm telling you, just the pictures and the videos of the food coming out of the, oh, man, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you taking your time to speak to me on the podcast and give my listeners a little bit of insight on who Terrell McLean is and, you know, and what the people behind Bubby's Barbecue represent. So we appreciate you. We salute you. You know, salute your family, and thank you, brother.
All right, man. I'm see you soon, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. No, I already have the mental plan when I'm going to be coming in. I'm going to hit you up because I definitely, when I come in, we got to have that, you know, I have to shake your hand and you know, yeah. Regardless of the rules and everything, I want to come in, I want to shake your hand. Yes, sir. 2021. Yeah, all right, guys.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. So, guys, remember, tune in to the podcast. If you enjoyed any of the information that we've shared today, if you enjoyed the content, please have your friends and family, you know, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. We're available anywhere that podcasts are available, and we are now featured on YouTube. So please tune in and subscribe. Love you guys. Peace.
To the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585.